Sorry, I had to pause there. I've come into the shed because it was beginning to rain again. Heavy, heavy winds and rain. What I'm doing is they've built a new, an extension shed to the existing cattle shed, as it were, for the winter. This one is, thank you, it's specially laid out for the heifers. That's the young coos who will be going through their first calving sometime later this year, before the winter sets in, but they can actually sit, they can actually calve, as they say, during the winter. And so George has purchased some expensive stocking gates inside here so that he can get them all trapped at one time for inspection of the calving, as it were. No bedding yet, just the concrete to the start and then the rough wind. What I'm doing is I'm putting in lighting and ventilation for the shed. The ventilation is required to stop dampness and humidity building up. It's bad for the beasts. It's really bad for them. They need to get, although it's a ventilated shed, the walls are all ventilated, but they still need air being moved all the time. And I am putting the system in my 20mm white PVC conduit, using new LED floodlights, 30W floodlights, which are ultra powerful, very low in power consumption, and with incredible longevity. They also last longer. So that's what I'm doing. This, believe it or not, the rain just went off and the sun's come out. And there's plenty of roof lights in these sheds, so when it's bright, it's really light inside. And it's great. I've had peace to work here the old day, yesterday and today. The odd visit from Andra or from George, just for a wee quick blether. And I'm getting on with it. I won't finish it today. It's been quite a contrived conduit run. But that's all done, and now I'm getting the wires through the conduit system. I'm back to an adjacent shed, picking up a supply from there. And then the technical work comes in. How we're going to control it all. So that's what I'm doing. That's where I am just now. It's great to be up in the farm. It's great to be the smells. Sights, sounds and smells. The three S's of a farm. George and Andrew are putting a new gate up, about three sheds up. Huge raw bolts into the roads to hold the gate. But it's really been good. Yeah, I see the gate swinging now, so must be just about finished the fixing. No, it's great. Sun's out, it's lovely, and I love being up at the farm. Away back from everything. When you think that no road noise up here, no noisy towns, peace and quiet, and just the sounds of the beasts and swallows, loads of swallows up here, hundreds of swallows, all using the various parts of the farm for nesting and raising their young. Of course, they're all up getting ready for the big flight back to Africa. So it's lovely, absolutely lovely. I'm in my element up here, as I've spoken before about having worked as a, not as a paid farmhand, but totally voluntary when I was a young man. And I love the farm, and I love coming up here. It's just like stepping into another world. Fantastic. But I better get on. I can't be standing here blithering all day. So we'll probably speak another day, because I meant to record yesterday. Things just got ahead of me. I was trying to rattle on and get this conduit system in. And before I knew it, it was after three, and I had to take my wife somewhere by 4:30, so I had to race home. But I'll be back another day, probably Monday, Tuesday, something like that, and get the whole thing completed. Get the ventilation fan up, get the LED lights up, get the switches all completed, and stand back and admire. Won't be getting used yet, not until much, much later in the year, but it's getting everything ready for the day that the beasts, the kai, the coos, the moos, the beasties all have to come in. I was hoping that a cow would bellow at this precise moment, so it could be saying goodbye from me. But no, it's not going to do it now. So I'll just say cheery bye, didn't it? No? Yeah, faint from the other side of the field. Righty-ho, time to go.